Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. It's 12 after, I think I said that, and we're about to visit with a new friend. Mark Richardson is with us. Mark is a remodeling expert. That's right, remodeling, like the things you do to your home. He's an expert in that area. But he's also an expert in running a business. He helps, in addition to running his own business, which is Case Design Remodeling, of which he's the president of. It's a national, has national interest as well as local interest in the D.C. area. And he's a frequent speaker on the topic of remodeling, but also on the topic of running a business. And one of the things he does is help people in the remodeling business run their businesses. He's written a book called How Fit Is Your Business? And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can get our businesses in shape in 2009. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking me to join you.
It's good to have you here, Mark. Congratulations on your book. Talk to us a little bit about your perspective on 2009. One of the things I've been saying, Mark, is that 2008 is the year we got the bad news. 2009 is the year we begin to pay for the bad news. What do you think?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of truth to that. I look at it, and I think, like many sort of sages and yourself and others, is, you know, trying to find ways to sort of communicate. And the best way I've described it, and actually been sort of going around to all sorts of business groups speaking about, is what I call the survival of the fittest. And I think that's the mode that we're in. And in the survival of the fittest, I think there are three basic sort of themes. One is, I think, moving forward, you've got to have the right mindset. And mindset is not just an attitude, it's not just a positive attitude, but you have got to, you know, adjust your work ethic, your blend in terms of, the toughness of how hard it is out there. The second is that you've got to change. And if you're doing things the same way as you were 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, then probably you will fail. We're adopting, and our business is, you know, changes in marketing strategies and sales strategies that are not only desirable for a positive company, but essential for survival. And then the third is you've got to be fit. Your axe has got to be sharp on all levels. And, you know, that's certainly what the book is about, How Fit Is Your Business? And it focuses on getting in shape. And so I concur with you. 2009 is going to be really, really tough. I also think there's probably going to be some good opportunities out there, but I also think the liabilities and risks are going to be very high.
You used the word, Mark, and that's a very good tour, by the way, very important and insightful tour that you just gave us. You used the word in the beginning of your comments. You used the word survival several times. I've been telling my audience that there's no shame in looking in the mirror and declaring, I'm going to win by surviving in 2009. What do you think about that? Is that too strong?
Well, I don't think it's too strong, because truthfully, you know, if you go out there with the wrong, with the same sort of mindset that we had several years ago about, you know, double digit growth and those kind of things, and you're laying on the beach sort of counting your short term profits,
or any level of denial.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I having said that, Bill, I also think that it's important to have a clear sort of goal out in front of you a year, 2 years, 3 years out, because I think if you move in too much of a survival mode and a survival model, then I think you forget, it's very easy to forget where you're heading too.
Well, the survival mode doesn't mean that you always keep your head down. To me, the survival mode means that I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm not going to be in denial about what's going on. I'm not going to fail to have the discipline to take the steps that are necessary. I'm not going to let my ego get in my way. That's what survival means to me. But it also means, if I'm going to win, it also means to me, Mark, that if as I do all these things that I just said, I'm also looking for the upturn. I'm looking for the recovery. I'm looking for the future expansion on the horizon, so I can take steps to take advantage of that.
No, and I really do agree with that. And my comment, I think, about looking too much at the short term, I think the natural tendency for small business, medium-sized business, is when you have the, another term I use, the sort of the perfect storm that we just experienced in the last quarter of 08, then it's so easy to crawl under your bed and not be sort of, okay, where am I heading with this? Yes, you've got to, spend. A good way I look at it as a business leader is the blend of your energies. If in normal sort of smooth sailing times, a leader spending about a third of his time on the short term, a third on the medium, and third on the long term, in the times we're in right now, it should be more like, half or two-thirds on the short term and then the balance mixed on the medium and long term. And
right.
I think if leaders are focused on their energy and their time in a different sort of blend, still not forgetting about the long term, I think that's part of this survival theme.
Well said. Mark, let's get into some of the things that we need to do to get our business fit, to make it, to get it where it's a little stronger, a little better able to endure the year ahead. What's
okay.
The first thing?
Well, let me start by giving you a little bit of background, Bill, on why I even wrote this thing. Here I am, this remodeling guy. Yes, we have, $100 million business, but I'm a remodeling guy. I mean, what's he doing writing books? And on a more personal level, about 10 years ago, I was sort of laying in bed, and I watched an infomercial, and it was about weight loss. And I bought this thing, just like hundreds of Americans, and sure enough, I lost 50 pounds, in about 2 or 3 months. And what I found fascinating about the process was that there were a lot of things when it came to our personal health and fitness that you could apply to the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started out on this journey and started to do talks and resulted in a recent book, How Fit Is Your Business, on this notion is, you got to start with breaking down misconceptions about business health. I would say that the first thing anybody has to do is they got to break down misconceptions about what is healthy. When it comes to our personal health, we go into a grocery store and we're bombarded by information on the food to tell us how much fat, how much cholesterol, everything's in there. But what are those things for your business?
Hold on to that thought, Mark. We're going to come right back after these messages and get into those things. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. Don't forget to, by the way, just go to the main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find everything there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Mark Richardson is our guest. He's the author of How Fit Is Your Business, and that's what we're talking about right now. Mark, give us your website and tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
Well, the best way, I think, to contact me is through CaseInstituteOfRemodeling.com.
Okay.
You can go and learn a lot more about me and certainly the book, or you can purchase the book on Amazon.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's an outstanding book, How Fit Is Your Business. Mark Richardson is the author. Mark, let's talk about some of these exercises, I guess maybe we could call it, some of the fitness, what you call a business fitness checkup. What are some of the main things you want to talk about that?
Well, let me just highlight again The process of getting fit in your business is very similar to the process of getting fit with your health and body personally. And I think the more that you draw the parallel to that, the more that you understand it. The first thing I think you have to do is go to a doctor and essentially get a fitness checkup. And that checkup, it's got to include, you know, your blood pressure, your weight, your cholesterol. In business, I've created in the book 10 sort of elements of checkup. And I break those out and allow you to be able to score your business. And then based on those scores, just like going to the doctor for your personal health, it tells you what to put on your prescription. A couple of them might be your stress of your business or your positioning of the business or knowing your numbers in the business. And because we're limited in time, obviously, it's difficult to get into a lot of detail. But
let's talk about the numbers. Give us some examples of the numbers that we should be paying attention to.
Well, the first thing I think, and I find this in traveling and literally speaking to thousands of different business owners of different shapes and types, is the first thing I think is you've got to recognize what are your business's key metrics. Most businesses have 3 to 5, 6 key metrics. I would say, you know, 80-90% of the folks out there don't even know what those key metrics are. It might be, like in the home remodeling business, leads, inquiries is one of the key metrics. Another one is your sales. Another one is your close rates. Again, there's several others, but if you know what those are on your dashboard, then you can track them. The second thing with knowing your numbers and evaluating them is it's critical not to memorialize these numbers. They've got to become part of your culture and things that you watch on a regular basis. Don't wait till your accountant sort of meets with you quarterly or annually and says, oh, guess what we just did. You know, that's memorializing it. What you need to do is make these numbers an integral part of your day. And the point in making it part of this criteria, Jim, is that you've got to grade yourself, and 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. And if you scored yourself in knowing your numbers, you know, a 4, that, and you, whereas you said on another element, team was an 8, well, you better focus on the 4, otherwise you're going to crash and burn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what you said about when a lot of people, when they think of their numbers, they only think of their financials, which is very important. But you don't get to financials if you can't pay for the financials if you don't know what your marketplace numbers are, as you say.
Exactly.
The revenue you got to have, the how many calls does it take to get a prospect? How many prospects does it take to get us to make a sale? You know, how many sales does it take to pay my bills?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so those are very important numbers. What about some of the other checkup items?
Well, another one I think is especially important now that's a little less understood, and that's what I call positioning. How well positioned are you? Positioning has to do with your capital, your cash reserves. Positioning has to do with how stable you are. Positioning has to do with how diversified your business is to deal with different economic terms.
When you say positioning, could that be? Are you also saying whether you've got too many product lines, or maybe not enough product lines? You're too vertical. You're too exclusive, or maybe you've got too many things that you offer. Is that what part of positioning?
Well, I would actually throw that into another one called the product, because the product is one of the ones that you have to drill into too. But positioning, I think, yes, product line could be part of it, Jim, but I think it's more about the fundamental business and how balanced and positioned it is, you know, sort of balanced short-term, long-term, you know, and it's just how fundamentally stable is the business itself. All these things, just like your blood and your cholesterol and your weight, they all interconnect, but positioning in itself, I think, has its own meaning.
And that includes how the marketplace sees you, if they actually see you as a player, if you're considered one of the competitors in the marketplace. Is that part of positioning?
Yeah, I think part of positioning is how well you have your ear to the ground, how well you have the right level of market awareness. Do you know what's going to happen in your industry and market before it happens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be surprised you know, that's your fault if you're not sort of putting your ear to the ground and listening to what your clients are saying, listening
right.
to what the news is saying, you know, listening to some of the other.
Are you riding the wave of what's happening in your industry, or are you getting washed away by it? That's probably a good way to say that. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, it's Case Institute of Remodeling.com, or go to Amazon. It's How Fit Is Your Business? And again, I'm Mark Richardson.
Thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, take care.
Mark Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.